Le'ili Nishmas Moshe Ben Gedalia. Sanhedrin Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelik Le'olam Abba. All Jews have a Chelik in Olam Abba. Shenemar Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim Le'olam Yeshu Oretz Netzer Matoy Masi Yodai Lisbar. And the Rab points out that even those that were Chayv and Mises based him because of their Rishis, they also have a Chelik in Olam Abba. The Olam Abba we're referring to, the Rav learns, is after Tchias HaMesim. Most Rishonim learn that first there's the Olam HaNeshamas, that the Neshamas are up in Shemayim, and then afterwards there's the Tchias HaMesim when the Neshamas come down, so to speak, and live with the body forever. And that's what Olam Haba is. I believe the Rambam learns differently, but most learn this way. And that's what the Olam Haba that we're referring to here is. So all Yidden have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Ve'elu she'ein lohem Chelik l'Olam Haba. And these ones that we're going to mention now don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Ha'omer ein tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah. Somebody that says that there's no tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah. Gemara says, because since he was kofer b'tchias ha-mesim, he doesn't have a chelik in tchias ha-mesim. The Rav brings proof that this is that Olam Haba is what we just spoke about. It's after tchias ha-mesim, and not just Olam HaNeshamas. Now, which is interesting, Rashi actually says, and the Girsa that it seems that we have is min ha-Torah, that you have to believe and you have to say that there's a Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Otherwise, if it's not Min HaTorah, it's almost worthless. However, the Sefer Be'er Sheva has a big wonder on Rashi. He doesn't understand. How is that possible? If a person believes that there's a Tchias HaMesim from Har Sinai, even if there's no remez in Torah Shebichsav, how could it be that that person doesn't get Tchias HaMesim himself? So he actually thinks that there's a mistake in the Girsa of Rashi. Even the Rambam that says that a kofer tchias ha-mesim, meaning that the Rambam says that he doesn't have emunas ha-neviim. He doesn't believe in the Kabbalah ha-neviim, but if he believes, he just doesn't believe that it's merumas in the Torah, he still would have olam haba. And there are actually some that did not have the girsa of min ha-Torah. Anyway, Mishnah continues, ve'ein tor min ha-shamayim, also a person that says that the Torah was mat min ha-shamayim, va'apikoris, and an apikoris. Apikoris, the Rav says, a lot of different definitions what an apikoros is. The Rav says it's a person that's mevaza talmidei chum, or kol shekein, a person that's mevaza the Torah itself. I forgot where I saw, but the lashon of apikoros, apik in Aramaic, is to take out. Apikoros is a person that takes out the Ribono Shel Olam from this world. Rabbi Kiva Omer, af akar b'sfarim hachitzayinim. Rabbi Kiva says, even if a person reads from sfarim hachitzayinim, what's sfarim hachitzayinim? So the Rav says it's heretic material, books like Aristotle and all of his buddies and things like that, or things that have no chokhmah at all and there's no purpose to them and it's just wasting time. V'aloyche shel hamaka, a person that spits on a wound, v'omer, and he says, kol hamakla shesamti mitzrayim lo osim alechan ki ani Hashem rofach. He says this pasuk on a wound to heal himself. So he treats the Torah with disgrace, as he says, psukim, to heal his physical body. The Rambam uses a lashon that he's a kofer b'Torah because he's making the Torah into just like refuas, into just refuas haguf. And the Rambam uses an interesting lashon. He says ve'enam el refuas nefashos, that the Torah is refuas nefashos. But when he makes it into refuas haguf, he disgraces the Torah. He downgrades it. He disgraces it. So he has no chelik in olam haba. Abishol oimer afa hoiges Hashem be'osi osav. Abishol says, even a person that pronounces HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Yud Kei and then the Vav Kei, he pronounces it the way it's written, he also, since he's Mevaza HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, he has no Chelik in Olam Habah.